Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus had come into the temple area. The chief priests and the elders of the people approached him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them in reply, "I shall ask you one question, and if you answer it for me, then I shall tell you by what authority I do these things. Where was John's baptism from? Was it of heavenly or human origin?" They discussed this among themselves, and they said, "If we say of heavenly origin, he will say to us, 'Then why didn't you believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we fear the crowd, for they all regard John as a prophet." So they said to Jesus in reply, "We don't know." He himself said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's a huge contrast in today's readings, which at first glance might seem to have nothing whatsoever to do with each other. But in the first reading, the Moabite king Balak had gotten this seer, Balaam. He had hired him, he had bribed him, in order to pronounce a curse on Israel. Three straight times, Balaam tried to pronounce a curse, but he couldn't. Finally, on the third, he didn't come out with a malediction. Came out with a benediction, came out with a great blessing for Israel. And at the end of which, he said, not just about what Israel had at the present time as they were about to fight against the Moabites, but a prophecy of the Messiah. "I see him, though not now. I behold him, though not near." Jesus would be coming about 1,300 years later. "But I see a star advancing from Jacob and a staff rising from Israel." You know what that star would be. We also know what that staff of a shepherd would be and do. It's a huge contrast. We'll see it again on Christmas Day, that you've got these magi from the east, these wise men, who are able to see clearly, with very faint signs, that the Messiah was coming, and they set out in search for him. That's in huge contrast to what happens in the Gospel. Balaam had started out wanting to pronounce a curse, but he couldn't. He ended up finishing with a blessing. The scribes and the Pharisees in today's Gospel had started by being nourished with the Word of God almost their entire life. They could cite almost the entirety of it by heart. And yet, they weren't able to see when that star and that staff had finally come. They who had been given so much more information, so much of a greater preparation, didn't grasp it. So we have this big debate. They came up to Jesus and asked, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" For them, it had all become a thing of authority. Who had commissioned Jesus? Because they know they didn't. It never crossed their mind that God had commissioned him, or that he was God. Jesus, knowing exactly what was going on, that they weren't paying attention to the source of all authority. They weren't paying attention to God. That's where Jesus' question came from. It wasn't just, "You're trying to nail me with a question, I'm going to nail you." It was to open them up in the hope that they'd convert to God's real authority. So he asked, "Where was John's baptism from? Was it of heavenly or human origin?" He was opening them up to John's working from heavenly origin. Was going to be very difficult for them to claim it was just human origin. But instead of approaching it as a question of the truth, what's the truth here? They approached it politically. If we say of heavenly origin, he'll trap us and say, why didn't you believe him? If we say of human origin, we fear the crowd, for they all regard John as a prophet. It was a political response, not the response of a believer. So they simply said, we don't know. And that's why Jesus didn't answer. Because if Jesus were to say, I am the authority, it was the Father who sent me. If they're not going to open themselves up to accept God's authority, why would they have accepted Jesus no matter what answer he gave? So it comes to us. Where was John's baptism from? Where are John the Baptist's words from that we've been hearing over the course of these last 8 days? Where were they from? Now all of us know where they're from. John was sent by God. But the question for us as Catholics is, okay, if God has sent John to tell us, make straight the paths, make your crooked ways smooth, lower the valleys of your pride, lower the mountains of your pride, fill up the valleys of those aspects in which your Christian life is shallow. Maybe it's your prayer life, maybe it's your charity, maybe it's your forgiveness, maybe it's your thanksgiving. But fill up those parts of your spiritual life that are shallow. If God sent John to say this to us, have we acted on it yet? Have we responded to God's authority and God's appeal? The proper response we're supposed to have is seen in today's responsorial psalm, which we cry out to the Lord, your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. You are God, my Savior. And God's been responding to that appeal. He wants to teach us his ways so that precisely we can walk in his paths. But the key is, we've got to grasp that God teaches us with authority and act on that authority. You know, a lot of the times we don't want to accept God's authority. We want to be the ones in charge. It's a particular curse for Catholics today. If they don't like what their pastor's saying, they'll go to another church so that they'll hear what they want to hear. That's not the way a Christian responds. If they don't like what Pope Francis is saying, they'll say, well, I preferred Pope Benedict or St. John Paul II or somebody else. They don't want to accept Jesus' authority working ministerially. That doesn't mean the minister's always working by God's authority. He himself can cease to be taught by the Lord and he can cease to walk in the Lord's paths. But most of the time, the Lord will do with his ministers what he did with Balaam. Even when they want to say the wrong thing, the Holy Spirit will come on in and help them to say the right thing. But do we accept that authority and do we act on it? That's the big question. For most of us, we've had a very good start in our faith, a greater start than the Jews. We were baptized soon after we were born. We were raised in the graces of the Lord. We've received Jesus in Holy Communion by this point thousands of times in our life. We've heard him speak to us live in the gospel so many days. The question is, because of that authority, are we really living those words? But then there's something even greater. We're all supposed to become precursors. We're all supposed to become prophets. We're supposed to be able to pass those words on, not again by our own authority, but by the authority of God. We're supposed to become so one with the message and fleshing that message in our own habits that when we go out to the whole world, we're able to bring this good news to others. Because we've accepted that authority of the Lord and we're living under that authority, we show the people who live in darkness, with no authority, not knowing the author who made them, not knowing how the story is supposed to finish. We're supposed to be a star for them. We're supposed to be shepherds of those lost sheep, leading them to the good shepherd. Sometimes we're going to be rejected by others who say, on what authority are you doing these things? Bring it on. That's just part of the gospel. We've got to be willing to undergo that type of rejection if we're ever going to reach those who are lost. But we're all called to go on out so that others, in seeing the way we live, and particularly the joy with which we live the faith, are able to see what they're missing and follow us to Jesus, who continues to teach with full authority. Today, as we come forward to receive that star that Balaam saw from afar, that shepherd who would guide his people, we ask him to give us an incredible love for his authority, incredible love for the way that he answers our petitions to make his ways known to us, to teach us his paths, and to be grateful that he does it through the teachings of the popes. He does it through the teachings of the bishops. He does it through the teachings of pastors. He does it through the teachings of parents and godparents. He does it through Catholics who have gotten to know their faith so well that they live in a holy way, to accept the many ways God has responded to this petition and accept his authority wherever we find it. This is the path to our salvation, and this is the means by which we will become prophets, bringing others to salvation as well. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Now and forever.